A reading from Luke 15:11-16. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything."
I want to go back to the very beginning of this, and there are many themes working here, and we'll talk about them. But one of them is the theme of wealth and poverty, of plenty and want. And here there's an assumption that there is going to be wealth. The son just assumes wealth and says, "Well, give me wealth." And that's probably one of the reasons that it shouldn't be a given in life. And he goes off and squanders it. It just occurred to me that that assumption is, and it's very odd that the father gives up the estate right at the beginning.
The boldness of the claim really would have shocked the early hearers of this. I mean, we're a little bit shocked too. What son goes to his father and says, "Give me the inheritance now"? And in the biblical context, that's like saying, "Dad, I wish you were dead."
Right.
And the father giving it would have never happened. So this is a parable that's setting up a story that's very unusual, because it's going to tell a powerful declaration.
But it is very unusual, but we live in a time of enormous plenty. So, in fact, I think this story is played out time and time again, with the children not necessarily demanding the estate, but actually getting it, parts of it, and then going out and doing whatever they want to do, just like it happens here. It's kind of normal, almost, in our culture.
Yeah, living with a world of entitlement
right.
is not a good world to live in, because it's very hard to manage that when you become an adult. I counsel and see a lot of people who grew up in very wealthy settings, and they're not very happy people. In fact, have made a mess of their life because they haven't known what to do with it. I think that's all behind this idea of the folly that this guy sells his life into. And we're kind of talking about lostness over these couple days, and the coin is lost of nothing of itself. There are people who kind of wander into their lostness, but there's an element of folly in this one. Mm. This guy takes what's opportunity and runs out and completely wastes it. And people around him are glad to waste it with him. You know, a rich guy comes walking into town, he'll get a lot of friends really quickly. And the end result of his folly is seen in a declaration that Hebrew people couldn't even imagine, to be around pigs, but you're feeding pigs. And we're going to find out in the story, he eventually ends up eating what the pigs, it does say it right here in this passage, he fills his stomach with what the pigs are eating as well. And so this is an example of lostness that's been brought on by really bad decision.
The wonderful complexity of this, it's such a beautiful story, and it's so perfect. But one of the things that you reminded me of is God gifts us the same way that the son was gifted, even before we deserve it. I mean, it's there for us, and what do we do with it? 9 times out of 10, we disregard the source of it and go out and squander it and become bereft.
And yet, there's a good end coming to this story.